Hallelujah. The anointing is so strong in this building. If you came here sick, you can be healed. No matter what you're going through this morning, God is here to deliver. God is here to set you free. No matter what your crisis is, God is able to deliver you. Praise the Lord. The scripture has already been read from the gospel according to St. Mark chapter 5. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you read the gospel according to St. Mark chapter 5 in its entirety, you will realize that there are three main scenarios that we need to look at in this beautiful text this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know very well that all of us here, we have been through a crisis before, or we will go through one. Amen, somebody. And I've come to realize that if there's any road that the church is familiar with, is the road called struggle. And I believe every person goes through different situations. But I believe the church, we experience double trouble. Amen, somebody. But we know that our God is able to bring us through any crisis, any difficulty. Come on, somebody. No matter what it is, our God is able to deliver us. And that's what I want to preach on this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. When you examine the gospel according to St. Mark chapter 5, you realize that there are three scenarios that explain to us what a crisis looks like and how God is able to deliver us. Amen, somebody. In Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through to verse number 20, the Bible tells us of a man who was demon possessed. This man wasn't demonized. He was demon possessed. Demons and devils had taken control. They took control of this man's life. He was possessed. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us that no man could bind him, not even with chains. Am I in the right house this morning? Praise the name of the Lord. He lived among the tombs. The Bible tells us he would oftentimes cut himself. People would be passing by and they would hear this man screaming. Demons and devils took over his life. Church of the Living God, ladies and gentlemen, while I was putting my sermon together, the Lord spoke to my spirit and God told me he not only show up at weddings, but he will show up at graveyards. Can I talk to somebody here? It doesn't matter what you're going through. The God who I'm preaching about, I feel the power of God. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He will show up at weddings and he will show up among the tombs. No matter your story, no matter your situation, the God whom I serve, he will show up. Hallelujah. The man here in the tombs, the scripture didn't give us anything about his genealogy. We don't know if he was a high school dropout. We don't know if he graduated the university. We don't know if he had brothers or sisters. We don't know if mama and papa was alive. But what the scripture tells us is that this man, he was living, amen, somebody, among the tombs. He was at a very serious place. Psychologically, he was messed up. Socially, he was messed up. Mentally, he was messed up. You know why? Because demons had taken control of his life. In case this morning you don't understand what legions really mean, I want you to know today that a legion was a Roman army unit consisting of as many as 6,000 soldiers. This man was possessed. He was packed up. Did you know that one individual is capable of having over 1,000 demons? What is your name? Legions. Because we are many. Good God, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Church of the living God. What moves me about this text is that the man had over 6,000 demons, but they couldn't kill him. Oh God, some of you miss it. Over so many demons, but they couldn't kill him. I have come to realize purpose can't die. You might be in the tombs, cutting yourself, trying to hurt your own self, but not even you can stop what God is getting ready to do in your life. Can I preach to somebody here? He had so many demons, but they couldn't kill him because purpose was on his life. Give God praise and glory. Rejection was in there. Suicide was in there. My God, have mercy. Loneliness. He was fully loaded. Found himself among the tombs. Been rejected. Ostracized and criticized. The Lord spoke to my spirit, the Bible, the Lord said to me that people are trying to bind what they don't understand. Church of the living God, sometimes, and I am a preacher, and sometimes I'm also a part of this, because sometimes we call it demons when it's a medical condition. Church of the living God, there are so many people who are struggling mentally. You are going through all different kind of stuff that you've been through as a child growing up. Church of the living God, every time you're get up and you have a sound mind, you have to give God glory, because there are some stuff that will push you over the edge. I feel my help in this place this morning. We got to learn how to just pause and give God the glory. Some of you sitting here this morning looking cute and dandy, you could have lost your mind, but thank God for the blood of Jesus. I'm here to tell somebody, I don't know the level of your crisis, but there is one thing I know, that there is the Christ. He will show up. I feel like prophesying. I need 25 people who are washed in the blood, who are saved by grace, who will help me this morning to declare a word over Jamaica. We say, Lord, show up in this nation. Show up in West Kingston. Show up on Walton Park. Show up in East Kingston. My God, you specialize in the things that are impossible. Show up. Hallelujah. 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 We tell our young people to live holy. But I've come to realize now we got to demonstrate what holiness is all about. If you're going to live holy, young people, I can't just tell you to live holy, but I can tell you how to live holy. One of the strategies that I use is that you got to make up your mind. You got to tell yourself, as long as I live, I will not commit adultery. As long as I live, I will not have sexual intercourse until I get married. My body is the temple of God. You got to make up in your mind. To make up your mind, it means to make an irrevocable decision. So it doesn't matter the peer pressure. It doesn't matter what the devil is telling me. My mind is already made up. Too late, devil. My mind is made up. For Christ I live, and for him I'll die. You cannot the whole world, but give me Jesus. Somebody lose me. You're going through hell, but weeping only lasts for a night. God told me to tell you, your joy, your joy, your joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. 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 Bound him with fetters. He was wearing handcuffs on his hands and on his feet. They didn't understand what he was going through, so they tried to tame him. They wanted to bind him, but what he needed was deliverance. It's not by might, nor it is by power. I feel him here today. But it's by my spirit. Says the Lord of hosts. I'm here to speak a word over somebody's life. I don't know what is your crisis, whether it's in at the wedding or at the graveyard. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I come by to tell somebody. The Bible tells me, but when he saw Jesus, no matter how long he was going through, can I tell you, he saw his mother. Maybe he saw his sisters. Maybe his best friend Luke came by to meet up with him, but nothing happened. But I heard the Bible said, but when he saw Jesus, God help me here today. When he saw Jesus, the man who they thought was so messed up, when he saw Jesus, the man who was demonized, demon possessed, tried to kill himself. When you look at his skin, he had scars from attempted suicide. But when he saw, can I talk to you? Let me tell you. You see me standing here today, looking all cute and dandy, nice fitted suit, lapel pin, hanky, nice tie, looking all cute. Church of the Living God, I was once among the tombs. My breakfast was a ganja spliff and a red stripe beer every morning. My alias was Zibo Dandy Dan Gargan. But when I met Jesus, oh yes, somebody, yeah. He picked me up, turned me around, put my feet. I don't know where you met him, but when I saw Jesus, if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, where would I be? Probably in the dance that jail at the cemetery. Me got to thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. Ladder, talk it, take me from top. Watch out. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, where would I be? Probably in the dance that jail at the cemetery. Me got to thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. Ladder, thank you for your shed blood upon Calvary. Wasn't I your founder? It was you who found me. Me have to give thanks to the Almighty. Mr. Messi, the pot of the river, the pot of the river. Pull up that young man. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! When he saw Jesus, he ran to him. He knelt before him. He paid him homage. Wait a minute. A man who people thought was out of his mind, who was so possessed, trying to kill himself. What happened when he met Jesus? This man was operating differently. Church of the Living God, you hear me? Whatever crisis you are in, you got to learn how to pull the presence of God down in your situation. I don't know if I got time to preach this. Church of the Living God, when depression try to hold you back, put in your prayers and worship, lift up holy hands and close your eyes and let the redeem of the Lord say so. Lift your hands to heaven, lay your hands upon your head and say, devil, you're now mad me, you're now kill me, I will bless the Lord. The second scenario is found in Mark 5, 21 through to 34. Tells us about a woman with the issue of blood. Church of the Living God, we know from the book of Leviticus, chapter 15, 18 to 20, that this woman was considered unclean. She was considered unclean. Maybe she had fibroids. Maybe she had some cyst or something was happening in her body. She had a serious problem. The funny thing is that over 2,000 years, and we still refer to her as the woman with the issue of blood. I believe that we should change her story and call her the woman who was desperate for a touch from God. Oh God, help me here this morning. Church of the Living God, here was a woman who went to the drugstores in downtown Kingston. She went to the pharmacies in Portmore. She came to Walton Park Road and she went to the pharmacy. She spent all her money. Church of the Living God, I have come to realize that when you come down to zero, it is not always a bad place, because that place called zero, that place of nothingness, is where God said, I will build on no man's foundation, but I'm going to build something out of you, that when I begin to bless you, you cannot look back and say, look what your baby daddy did. You cannot look back and say, look what my mama did. You can only say, I was down, but God picked me up. Look what the Lord has done. Oh God, help me here. Well, I'm men of God. I remember when I wanted to start my own business, I went to some family members for help, and they told me they can't help me. One of my uncles said to me, I'm looking that same money to start my own business. I walk away and I said, it's all right. If God gave me the business plan, then God is going to come true. And Church of the Living God, when I had 5 trucks in the business, the Lord spoke to my spirit, and God said, son, the reason why they couldn't help you is because when I start blessing you, ain't no man will get the glory. The only reason why you're still going through is because God said, no man will get the glory. I'm doing it all by myself. That's why they couldn't help you. That's why they couldn't bless you, because it is I, and I will do it all by myself. She came down to zero. She had a serious crisis. Then she came to a place where she had an epiphany, or maybe a revelation. You know what she said? She said, and I'm just stretching my sanctified imagination, she said, I would rather die than to live another day like this. I'm going out there. If I could only. I don't need a hug. I don't need him to shake my hands. Especially in the time of social distance. If I could just touch, just the hem of his garment. I don't know what you're going through. Maybe you're weak in spirit. Maybe you're weak in the faith. But I'm not condemning you. I'm just telling you, if you only a touch can turn your life around. This woman understood clearly that according to Leviticus, she should be stoned to death. She should not be in the public. But she said, this crisis is too serious. This is a life and death situation. And if I'm going to die, I'm going to die touching Jesus. Oh God, help me here. She said, if this is where the cookie crumbles, let it happen today. I'd rather touch the Lord Jesus. And if God doesn't help me, then that's it. Church of the Living God, let me tell you, the crisis is not always bad. I know God who moves in crisis season. You know how many books have already been written since COVID-19? You know how many persons have been delivered from cancer since last year, March? Let me tell you, don't be deceived by what you see. There, God is doing something. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. You see what I mean in Jamaica right now? It seems as if the church not praying. Of course we're praying. And the more we pray, it seems as if it's getting worse. I got news for you. Before it gets better, it gets worse. Church, you better hear me. Weeping only lasts for a night. I'm prophesying. Your joy. Somebody said joy is here right now. Somebody said joy is here right now. Somebody said joy is here right now. Let me tell you, some of you are going through some stuff and you're too cute. Because some of you are going through some stuff, the only thing that is going to bring you through is your praise. You know, I admire how beautiful the women of God are this morning. Your nice 8-inch boot heel, looking all cute and dandy. But every now and again you come into church, you got to take a little flats with you. You know those little flats there? You got to take them with you, because guess what happened? Sometimes there's a move of the Holy Ghost and your shoes will restrict you. You got to say, excuse me, and just ease that off and just slip on in those little flats. I said, I came here to dance. I came here to praise. Ain't nothing going to hinder me. I don't care how fitted my shoes or my suit is. I'll take them off. I'll take them off and I'll give God the glory. I'm going through some stuff. I can't come to church looking cute. I need a deliverance. I need a breakthrough. Lord, I need help. The woman said, if I could only but just touch. She knew the consequence, but she said, I'd rather die than to live another day like this. When you're desperate, your status doesn't matter. Reputation doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. You just want to get close to him. And when she touched the hem of his garment, Jesus said, somebody touch me. The disciples said, man of God, we know somebody touched you, because people been the crowd been upon you. He said, no, you guys don't understand. Somebody came here to church with a need. Somebody pull at me this morning, and I can't help but bless her. Somebody pull at me this morning. I know what Leviticus said, but somebody pull at me this morning. Can I talk to somebody here? And I have known it. I have to bless them. And Jesus said to her, when she couldn't help but notice, she said, Master, I touch you. Jesus said, woman, your faith has made you whole. When Jesus step in your crisis is one, but every now and again you need to pull Jesus in your crisis, and you pull him through your prayers, you pull him through your determination, you pull him through your worship. You say, God, me no care what happened today, me need me deliverance. The third and final scenario that is found in Mark chapter 5 is from Mark 5, 35 through to 43. This final scenario, it tells us about a man named Jairus. Mark didn't tell us his name, but Luke did in Luke 8, 41. His daughter was dead. And Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John. The same three that was with him at the mountain of transfiguration. See, there are certain miracles that require only people with faith. Amen, somebody. There's some place you're going in the spirit. You can't take everybody, but you gotta pull the team that carries faith. Talk to me, somebody. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. There are certain level that God will carry you that you can't take everybody. You don't believe me? Look at Abraham. He had two men journeying with him over 2 days, 2 nights. When he got to Mount Moriah, he looked at the men who've been walking with him, and he said to them, men, I'm going yonder to worship. You stay here with the donkeys. You can tell them, no disrespect, but stay here with the donkeys, because the next level requires faith. I've already gotten my revelation. Come on, somebody. I already got my confirmation. Now it's time for me to do a miracle. Stay here with the donkeys. Somebody give God a praise and glory. Give God praise. Give God praise. Hallelujah to God. When Jesus got to Jairus' house. But before I go there, did you know that the woman with the issue of blood, when she received her healing, did you know that Jesus wasn't really going for her? Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house. But the woman intercepted Jesus and took her miracle. Church of God, you got to hear me. There is an irony in this text because Jairus' daughter, she was 12. And this woman been suffering for 12 years. And she said to herself, I'm not trying to be selfish, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm taking my breakthrough today. You can change your crisis with your determination. Here in Mark chapter 5, 39, the people were weeping. When Jesus got there, the people were weeping. My God, have mercy. Lord, help me here today. Jesus ran everybody out the house. He said, get out the house. And he took with him Peter, James, and John and shut the door. Church of the Living God, hear me. The people were mourning. They were crying. They were weeping. I'm going to show you something in verse 39, Mark 5, 39. The people who, they were weeping. But watch this. Verse 40 tells us that they laughed him to scorn when he said the damsel is not dead, but she's asleep. How can you turn weeping into laughter so quickly? It happens so suddenly. Did you know that there are some persons who will pretend around you? The fake that they care, but they don't really care. And the only time you know if they truly care is when you're in the crisis. Lord, have mercy. Church of the Living God, hear me. Hear me. Listen, you prove real friendship when you're going through the crisis. That's when true, genuine, authentic friendship is manifested. When I don't love you because of your status, I don't love you because of what you can give me, I love you because of who you are. Let me tell you, let me slip in this testimony for 30 seconds. Listen carefully. My wife and I, we went through different crises in our marriage. Different crises we went through. Different crises. I'm telling you, Church of the Living God. And I remember one day when God was testing us, one time when God was testing us, building our faith, we came down to $0. Hear me today. I'm not soliciting anything. I'm testifying to you. We came down to zero. And I watched my beautiful wife one Saturday when all we had was a finger of green plantain. And she put it in the blender, blend up that, and made some plantain porridge. Church of God, let me tell you something. You see all them nice, cute girls out there with Simeon say, oh, you're so tall and handsome, such a nice guy. Oh, my, I like you. You're such a nice guy. You can stay there with that. Tan daddy and tan toddy. Let me talk to you. You see, my wife, when we're going through the rough times, Lord, I don't have the time. You have some man leave them family because of a crisis. You have some ladies walk out of the relationship because of a crisis. But you need to understand your crisis is a season. It has a beginning and it carries an end. I said, baby, just stay with me through this crisis. I said, baby, don't worry about a thing. I tell you. Every little thing gonna be alright. Pull up. We went through different stages, different crises. I'm gonna see God just turn things around. Church of the Living God, don't abandon the marriage because of the crisis. Don't abandon your vision because of the crisis. You don't see the university money, still hold on by your vision. Come on, somebody, still plan out your thing. 2 years' time, I'm going to graduate. The devil is a liar. The same God who was is the same God who is, and the God who is to come. Now make your crisis change for the worse. Your crisis must only change you for the better. I got to close right here. No matter what you're going through, no matter your situation, whether you're in the tombs this morning, Whether it's an issue that doctors can't help you with, whether somebody really dead or your finances died and everything collapsed and you don't know how you're going to come through. Church of the Living God, I presented three scenarios to you, and every scenario, when Jesus stepped in, he made the difference in whatsoever the crisis was. Church of God, hear me today. I want you to understand where the preacher is coming from. Some of you believe in Jesus, yes, but you don't believe prayer really works. Some of you are baptized and you're saved and you're sanctified, but that's your level of belief. You need to take it to another level. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Doesn't matter the nature of your crisis. My God is the answer. Libakato robo shatanamas. Enamo shandala. If you're here this morning, Pastor, with your permission, can I do an altar call, man of God? I want to do two altar calls real quick. For those who are struggling, for those who are going through some rough times, and you don't even know how you're going to get out of this one, your crisis is real. You can stand right where you are. I want to pray for you specifically. I don't care if the doctor called it cancer, lupus, fibroid, sickle cell, bronchitis. I want you to stand in faith with me this morning, knowing that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask or think or even imagine. I'm here to tell you, your God will deliver and your God will come through for you. Thank you, man of God. Lift your hands right where you are. We're about to believe God for miracles. Maybe you're listening to us on Facebook or on YouTube. Wherever you're listening to me from this morning, I want to pray over your body. I want to pray over your life. I want this prayer to come in your house right now. Go through the speakers in your cars. Wheresoever you are, I give you Christ for the crisis. Wheresoever you are, and whatsoever you're going through, the answer still remains the same, and the answer is Jesus. Rambakanta lamando robo shanda labasaya. Let us pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I present your people before you. Your word declares, oh God, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. Not one of his bones shall be broken. I pray against cancer this morning. I bind up cancer. Cancer, you have a name. Hear the word of the Lord. He was wounded for my transgressions and bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement that brought us peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Lupus, I bind you. Sinusitis, migraine, low blood pressure come up, high blood pressure come down. Somebody agree with me, man. I need 25 intercessors to shout in Jesus' name. Every bleeding disorder, I command that fountain of blood to dry up. I command tumors to be dissolved. I command every lump in the breast to disappear. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Rakatalaba shandai. Rakotumaka santalamashaya. Radaya katalabosata. Fire roboshata over your body. No weapon from against you shall prosper. Every spirit of fear, I bind you and cast it out now. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout hallelujah.